one of the factors that the ones that make it worse for you is if you have diabetes.
Right.
A lot of people down here have diabetes, right? And I just got recently diagnosed in January with it, and I was like borderline, like my sugar was like 8, you know. So I was borderline diabetic, but it was affecting me. I was pretty sick with this thing, and I couldn't stay no more. I told my wife and my kids. I said, you know what? I said as much as I do not want to go to the hospital, I gotta go to the hospital. Because I can't breathe. I can't fight it this way. So I call the ambulance, and they come to get me there, and I thought, man, I better give my family a hug here, because it could be the last time I hug them. So I did. And then they took me to the hospital Saturday night. So this was a week. I was sick for a week. Took me there Saturday night, and then... you know, everybody doesn't want to be around you,
right.
You know,
yeah.
And everybody, they got you in isolation and the thing, and they took x-rays of my lungs, and my lungs were fulled up there, and they said there was like smatterings. I don't know what that means, but it was all throughout my lungs. So then they kept me isolated till they get all kitted up, and then they took me up to the COVID floor in Bradford General.
Yeah.
We got up there, and then I remember I was sitting up in that bed because I couldn't lay back in the bed because I couldn't breathe laying down. They brought me up on that floor, and then we kind of went through like plastic barriers. It's like you're vacuum sealed into this wing. And then I remember the hallway being dark and nobody in the hall, and they said, I'll be back. So I guess they must have got the room ready for me, but I was sitting in that dark hallway, you know, with like the red light there of the exit sign, by myself, and just thinking, man, this sucks, you know. And so then they come back. I said, man, am I going to be in a room with anybody, or, you know. And I didn't want to go to hospital because I figure, you know what, they say you go to hospital, you know, it's not good, right, if you're going to hospital for COVID. Go in, and there's a fellow in there, his name's Keith, and he made it pretty, you know, he was coughing lots, and he was sick, but he made it easier for me, because then, you know, we talked, because neither one of us could sleep, because you couldn't hardly breathe, right? So he made it easier when I first got there, you know, but that time, the worst, like... I'm a pretty active guy, you know, work out and run and play sports, and I've always been that way. And to walk to the washroom, I'd almost pass out. Like, in the washroom was like 15 feet away from my bed.
Wow.
I'd have to hold on, like, you get dark spots in your... I remember getting dark spots in the vision when we'd be doing hard sprints in the lacrosse practice, but this was worse. This was walking 15 feet. I couldn't hardly breathe. And then you have to build your breath up to walk back to your bed. And had me on oxygen, full blast, as much as I could get. They're giving me, you know, giving me needles. They're taking blood like 6 vials every day, I think. And needles in the stomach. And
wow.
The doctor come in, though. I remember the CAT scan, all that stuff. The doctor come in, he told me, you're in a bad way. You are in a bad way. We don't know if you're going to make it. He said, are you willing to try an experimental drug? And he said, you heard of hydrochloroquine? And I think it was Remdesivir or something. I can't remember the other one that was combination.
Remdesivir.
Yes. I said, yeah. He says, the Donald Trump medicine that he's hawking out there. He says, yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. He said, but there has been, you know, some studies, you know, that have been done that show it works. Are you willing to try it? It's experimental. We don't know.
Right.
I said, yeah, man, if I'm in a bad way, go ahead. let me try her. I don't know if he thought it was in my right mind or not, so he called my wife to make sure that we could, and she told me, give it to him. So they give me that cocktail. I don't know if it worked. I have no idea if it worked or not.
So you couldn't tell?
No, I couldn't feel any...
Any difference?
I felt nothing at the time. So then, was there Saturday, Sunday... The nights were the worst, I can tell you that. The nights were the worst. I dreaded the nights because it's almost like your chest tightened up even more. It was harder to breathe at night. I don't know why. I would have to sit up in a chair most of the night. I couldn't lay down. And then the worst it got was the 10th day. It was Tuesday. And from 10:30 at night till 7:30 in the morning, I remember because the clock was right up there, and there's no TV in your room. My partner had left there, so I was in that room by myself. Nurses do not come in other than if you call them. And I'll tell you right now, the Bradford General Staff was awesome. They treated me great, friendly. And would come in all the time, you know. I mean, not all the time, but when you called, they came in. They didn't just come in, right?
They didn't come in and check.
Because you would have to call them, okay. like hit the button.
Yeah.
But they'd come in and do everything, you know, if you wanted something to drink or something like that or whatever you needed, they were there to help. And I'm really appreciative of the efforts that they did and putting themselves in kind of in harm's way, having to deal with, you know, with us having COVID. So that Tuesday night was the worst. About 7 hours there. I couldn't breathe. They had the oxygen on full on. During that time frame, I should tell you too, the doctors would come in, I guess at every shift change, and they'd ask me, because the oxygen levels in my blood were low, like down into the 70s and 80s, and you're supposed to be up in the 90s, and I said, I'm okay, you know, because they asked me if they wanted to put me on the in a ventilator. And I said, no, I don't want to go on a ventilator. I don't want to go on one. Because then I figured if I'm on a ventilator, I'm almost there, right? I'm almost out of here. So I said, no. They said, it'll be, you know, they really explained it. You'll be good, you know, you'll be sleep. It'll breathe for you. You won't have to fight the breathing. It'll breathe for you. I said, no. I said, I'll stay with the oxygen. But I said, if I go unconscious, go ahead and throw me on that ventilator. So I said, okay, you know, okay. It's all right. Thanks, you know. But that Tuesday night, I was burning up like 105 fever.
That's a really high fever.
I had a brain tumor before, and I had surgery on that years back when I was 25. And I had headaches at the time of it. And the headache I had that night for those 7 hours was the worst I had ever had in my life. And with COVID.
Right.
I remember almost like I was going to pass out from the headache, but not being able to breathe either, right? And sweating, I was just like drenched in sweat. I had the bed sat right up because I couldn't lay down. Like I said, I still couldn't lay down. And uh,